It's been 10 years since IU Opera Theater did Bizet's Spanish tale of passion and tragedy, Carmen, and this Saturday's successful production to a packed house makes it seem much too long. As the curtain went up on the overture and on each act, the Carmen-enamored Don José was behind the bars of a prison, as he is in Mirame's novel. It's a powerful image in a production that breathes new life into Robert O'Hearn's vintage designs, with creative and varied staging by Jeffrey Buckman and masterful lighting effects by Patrick Miro. Saturday night's Carmen was a sultry and commanding Patricia Hiera. Justin Stultz, her soldier lover Don José, started out a bit tentatively, but grew in power and command as the opera went on. Claire Lopatka was moving as Micaela, Don José's girl from back home. Jan Huang was the evening's Toreador Escamillo. Jeffrey Gusson was a sturdy actor and singer as Don José's commander. Madeline Lay, Chelsea DeLawrence, Andres Acosta, and Darian Klontz were very effective as a vocal and dramatic quartet, not so successful as percussionists, in the roles of Carmen's smuggler confidants. Although the dramatic solo moments were all in place, I confess that it was director Buckman's skillfully deployed crowd scenes of the production that fascinated me. The chorus prepared by Walter Huff is very large, and they filled the stage, and except for the last act, each of the singers seemed to have a place, a role, a part in whichever community or group they were portraying. The same can be said for Brent Gault's children's chorus. David Efron conducted Carmen with a maximum attention to the orchestral and vocal colors that are such a rich part of the opera. IU Opera Theater's production of Bizet's Carmen has final performances Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.